All right, let's stand. Welcome the bishop, the prophet, the evangelist.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands. Just thank the Lord. Father, we thank you for the blessing we have in you today. The islands are waiting for people who are going to bring about supernatural church growth. So the islands are going to wait for somebody who will bring about church growth. Amen. Isaiah 60 and verse number 1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Amen. And the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to see, they come to thee, thy son shall come from far. And thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Amen. Amen. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, and the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they come from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance upon mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me. Surely what? The isles shall wait for me. Beautiful. And the ships of Tarshish first to bring thy sons from far, their silver, their gold, to the name of the Lord God. Now, notice verse number 4 and number 5. All right? He says, lift up your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. Right? And they come to thee. So you are somebody whom people are going to gather to come and listen to. Amen. This speaks of supernatural church growth. They gather themselves and they come to thee. Thy sons and shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. So as you see me, my sons and daughters have come to Barbados from far. Yes. Yeah, yeah. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. People you see singing are daughters. Nest, nurtured, nursing to be nurtured at thy side. Verse 5. For then thou shalt see and flow together. Wow. And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces or the strength of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. People who don't know God, the Gentile nations, they will come to you.
Yes.
So supernatural church growth is going to take place as part of the prophecy that the islands shall wait for thee. Islands are going to wait from verse 4 for somebody, from verse 4, for somebody, he says, lift your eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together to come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Is it beautiful?
Beautiful.
People are going to gather to come and listen to you preaching.
Yes.
And thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. This is the prediction and the prophecy of church growth as we see it in the Bible. Supernatural gatherings of crowds of people, gatherings of crowds of people coming to listen, coming to hear, and to be healed. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah saw concerning the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. All nations, not even one island is going to be left out of this great church group. Not even one island is going to be left out of this invasion. We are going to gather sons and daughters from every island. You see, the devil thinks that he has trapped people on islands and that we can't come there. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. So the Lord's house is called the mountain of the Lord's house. And the mountain of the Lord's house will be established in the top of the mountain. So church is going to be, this is the church age. Church is going to be the big thing. Yeah? Church is going to be the big thing. If you are into church things, you will see that you've chosen the right job. Unless you don't believe the Bible. It shall come to pass. Unless you don't believe the Bible. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord has. Now, you need to see Swiss mountains. You know, I was in Canada and they were trying to take me to go and see mountains. I told them I'm from Switzerland. So oh yes, I told them you are talking to a Swiss man. I never knew how powerful mountains were till I started climbing some of the big Swiss ones. Yes. And you find out that they have plaques. on the mountains to show who came here first. You seen it? Yes. Wow. You'll be there for a holiday. You see, as people in the Caribbean, your daily life is on the beach. So your holiday will be in the mountains. Yes. Look, it's Ellie. Go back. Your daily life is where? On the beach. Yes. Fantastic. It's when I went to some of the mountains that I saw how majestic and awesome they are. Human beings cannot easily go there. So the church is called a mountain. Look at it. It shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house. So the Lord's house is called a mountain. Now, among the mountains, there are senior mountains. That is why when I was in Canada and they were trying to take me to the mountains, I told them I won't go. Because where I'm coming from, there are senior mountains. I don't need to see a Canadian mountain. Yes, I'm from Switzerland. Let's be serious. When I saw the mountains, I said, these are hills. Nameless hills. Even my iPad, you see, the picture there is a mountain. Yes, I'll show you. It's a mountain. Don't come here. Hey. It's a mountain. It's a mountain. Wow. The mountain of the Lord's house. The mountain of the Lord's house. It means the greatness of the Lord's house will be established. If you join church building and church growing projects, you have joined a winning team. Will be established. If you join church building and church growing projects, you have joined a winning team. Yes. Yes. In Ghana, not all over the world, but we can also take all over the world if you like. Since the church began, I've seen many businesses shut down and disappear completely. Shops, businesses, car dealers, banks. Mention it, telephone, internet cafes, telephone, supermarkets, private call centers. Internet cafe. Do you know internet cafe? It has all closed down, isn't it? All of those things have closed down. Why do you need internet? Everybody has. Why? Banks. You've chosen the right one. You see, when I was younger, I used to go with my father to horse racing. Yes. My father loved horses. He was always... You've chosen the right one. You You see, when I was younger, I used to go with my father to horse racing. Yes, my father loved horses. He was always buying horses. When he brought the horse, he won. And then the next year, they said, no, it's not a normal horse. So when we start the race, everybody will start here. And Selavi will start about 50 meters behind. Yes. One day he bought a horse called Selavi. It means that's life. Yeah. C'est la vie. When he came, hello? When he brought the horse, he won. Wow. And then the next year, they said, no, you've chosen the right one. You see, when I was younger, I used to go with my father to horse racing. Yes, my father loved horses. He was always buying horses. We start the race. Everybody will start here. And Selavi will start about 50 meters behind. Yes.
What a horse.
So people were backing this side, and most people said, it cannot, Selavi cannot make it, cannot catch. You see, so Selavi is like the church, where people see the position of the church. They feel that it cannot catch with all the other businesses and the banks that are. They look. So, Selavi was taken to the back. And you know how the race goes? They start from here. And we are in the middle here in the grandstand. We are watching. And they start from here. And they come this way. And they pass us. And they go around. And they come all the way around. And then they come back in front of us. You see them. So the red flag is up for the fourth. It was always the fourth race. Fourth race of the day. All the horses were like businesses, banks. So, Selavi was taken to the back. Yes. And you know how the race goes? They start from here. And we are in the middle here, in the grandstand. We are watching. And they start from here. And they come this way. And they pass us. And they go around. And they come all the way around. And then they come back in front of us. You see them. So the red flag is up for the fourth. It was always the fourth race of the day. All the horses were like businesses, banks, phone company, malls, super in front of us. You see them. So the red flag is up for the fourth. It was always the fourth race. Fourth race of the day. All the horses were like businesses, banks, phone company, malls, supermarkets, internet cafes. They were all lined up. And the church was far at the back. Nobody had hope for Selavi. Hey. Suddenly we heard, there they go. And they all came, we were watching. And you see about 30 horses came to pass in front of us. Eki, with the hat. You see the hat like that. You see the hat pulling, scratching. Hey! People couldn't believe it. It was catching them. By the time they went all the way around and they came to the middle of the back there, then Salavi came to join them. Salavi was far away. But then gradually you see the distance. The distance was getting smaller. It was catching. And you see, I could see my father's jockey with the hat. You see the hat like that. You see the hat pulling, scratching. Hey! People couldn't believe it. It was catching them. By the time they went all the way around and they came to the middle of the back there, then Salavi came to join them. You'll be joining the leaders very soon. You see, and they will not allow him. This is the real. They will not allow him to come inside. So he went outside. So when you see the line of hats like that, you see that he was outside. And gradually we saw that he started to come in front of us. Came in front. Hey! Then by the time they reached the last bend, came in front. Hey! Then by the time they reached the last bend, Salavi was ahead of them. When they got to in front of us, where the man started, you see that the jockey just twirled his whip like that, put it here, then he took. Then by the time they reached the last bend, Salavi was ahead of them. When they got to in front of us, where the man started, you see that the jockey just twirled his whip like that, put it here, then he took off his hat like this. Hey! Go back to your seat, please. Go back to your seat. Salavi, shocked. They'll be shocked. Look, so many checks. So many businesses. I don't want to mention the names. I can mention 15 businesses. Huge business with glass buildings. Yes. Mighty institutions. They are nowhere. Go back quickly. All these churches, they are all there established. A church is a wealthy, thing, you know. God's house, I will build my church. You watch and see. I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against. Yeah. Isaiah 60 verse 1, quickly. What does it say? Arise. Shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. But you see, this is the picture of today. darkness shall cover the earth. The presidents, the leaders, the politicians, the dark decisions of the people who rule the nations. The wickedness of Sodom and darkness shall cover the earth. The presidents, the leaders, the politicians, the dark decisions of the people who rule the nations. The wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah, it multiplies in the world today. But the Lord shall arise upon thee and of the rising. And verse 4. Lift your eyes and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. People are going to come. You see, when it starts to work, you will be saying, no, honestly, I don't know why they are now coming. Yeah, you'll be saying, I don't know why they're not coming. You say, I've been here for a long time. I've been doing this, but I don't know. Suddenly, from far behind. Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah chapter 8. Verse 21. And he says, when he goes down, he says, and the isle shall wait for you in Isaiah 60. So you see this island will wait for you, Isaiah 42, Isaiah 51, and Isaiah 60. He repeats that islands in particular will be waiting patiently. Yes, patiently. Because you see, it's a little more difficult. You know, the sea between, it's not by might. It's going to work like magic. Keep watching. Keep watching. All those who were not backing Selavi, they were disappointed that day. Yeah. They were disappointed that day. Yeah. They couldn't believe it. When they saw Selavi, the heart, the white and green, easily between the islands. It's not a small sea. It's a major sea with major dragons in the sea. And a lot of dead people in these waters. Yes, a lot of dead and drowned people here. You can see, it's not a small thing. And the inhabitants of one city shall, it's not a small thing. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord. And to seek the Lord of hosts, I will go also. Verse 22. Yea, many people, and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. This is supernatural church growth prophesied. The Bible says we are come to Zion, hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. This is supernatural church growth prophesied. The Bible says we are come to Zion, to the new Jerusalem. So when you see these two words, please always know they are spiritual addresses. Jerusalem and Zion. When you see Zion or Jerusalem also. Verse 22. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. This is supernatural church growth from Mount Zion to the heavenly Jerusalem to the assembly of the saints and to the church of the firstborn and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaks better things than that of Abel in Hebrews 12. So it tells us that we have come to Zion. We have come to Jerusalem. So spiritually, we are in Zion. Spiritually, we are in Jerusalem. Spiritually, we are in Zion. Spiritually, we are in Jerusalem. So any prophecy you see with the word Jerusalem, it has something to do with you. But I don't believe the Old Testament. You don't believe the Old Testament. In the New Testament, when Peter, John, and others were there, they didn't have this New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. They were the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and the John. They didn't have anything to preach from except Isaiah and Jeremiah and so on. Isaiah and Jeremiah, Zechariah, and so on. This one with Mark, Matthew, and Luke, it was written 200 years after Jesus came. That it was assembled and put together, it was accepted. And one of the books almost never was accepted, the book of Revelation. They didn't want to accept it because of the animals and things in it. Yes. That it was assembled and put together, it was accepted. And one of the books almost never was accepted, the book of Revelation. They didn't want to accept it because of the animals and things in it. Yes. Many people. I prophesy many people into your. Many people. I prophesy many people into your churches. Strong nations. You see, among the island, there are strong nations which feel that we can't come here. You can't come here. You can't come here. We are an island. You can't come here. Many people. I prophesy many people into your churches. Strong nations. You see, among the island, there are strong nations which feel that we can't come here. You can't come here. You can't come here. We are an island. You can't come here. That's what they told us. How many have ever thought of asking God this particular question? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I said, Lord, why? It's like it's like I'm a specialist of small things. Do you want to be a specialist of small things? I declare you to be a specialist of supernatural church growth. We are going to have boy bishops and girl bishops. Boy bishops and girl bishops. Look at it. Look at what he says. That says the Lord. In those days, it will come to pass that 10 men will take hold out of all the languages of the nations. They will take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, all nations, all languages, all the nations. That's why I'm here in Barbados. All nations, including this country. Yes. All nations. You know? Do you think I'm not happy in Ghana? Why would I come here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like maybe I'm not happy in Ghana, so I've come to Barbados. No. No. I'm happy in Ghana. You think I don't have a car in Ghana? Ah, I have a car. Do you think my car doesn't have a CD player? Huh? Do you think it doesn't have an air condition in it? My car has all these things. So why have I come here? Because of this prophecy. I have to follow the word. The light, the prophecy, the prediction of the light, the prophecy, the prediction of the word of the Lord. Go back to your seats. Kabashata. Number two. There is going to be, I'm talking about supernatural church growth as a result of this prophecy that the islands will wait for you. People who experience church growth, supernatural church growth, are going to arrive on the islands, every island, like church-growing spiritual giants are going to arrive on each island. And I'm speaking about you. Island. And I'm speaking about you. You are a surprise. I say you are a surprise. Go back to your seats. A surprise. I say you are a surprise. Go back to your seats. So number one, there are going to be, number one, my car has all these things. So why have I come here? Because of this prophecy. I have to follow the word, the light, the prophecy, the prediction of the word of the Lord. Go back to your seats. Kabashata. Your seats. So, number one, there are going to be, number one, under the supernatural church growers, we are going to have nation-like churches. Nation-like churches. Kabbalah, my Shayan. Nation-like churches. Nation-like churches. Yes. That's Isaiah or Micah 4, if you like Micah. Micah 4, why not look at Micah 4? 1, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of Micah 4. Why not look at Micah 4? 1. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. Huh? And it shall be exalted above the hills. And People shall flow. Please. In 2,000 years, you'll be able to get the same Bayesian people together in the same way, the same accent, with their own whatever. Never. It will never happen. That's the end of the island. But that's what happened to Israel. They were taken and scattered all over the world. 2,000 years have gone by. Then they came back 1948, 14th May. Form a reform. Nation-like churches. Many what? Nations. shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. Fantastic. Tamalusa. You see, people are not flowing now. But they will go, they will start flowing. And you say, you can't know how. Prophecies are fantastic. Nobody thought Israel would ever be a nation again. It was dispersed. If they were to take the people from this island, Barbados, and share them all over the world, do you think in 2,000 years, they left them to fight amongst themselves, and the Israelis were able to take over. So they took the land. That's why they call it occupied territory, and that's why the people don't accept Israel. Because there were so many countries for the last 2,000 years there. Turkish, Romans first, Romans, Turks, Arabs, this, that. Every group has been in Jerusalem in charge. That's why there are mosques there, big mosques on the Holy Solomon's Temple, because Arabs were there. Turks from Turkey, all those people were there. Every group comes. The last group was British. When the British saw that it was coming out, instead of them to give it to Israel, they turned their backs on Israel. And they said, oh, you are, whatever you want to do, you can do. So then the Israelis were there, and they decided to fight, And then they took a small piece, and they said, okay, we are here. 1948. Then all the Arabs came together and said, we cannot allow Israel to be here. So Jordan, Egypt, Syria, everybody, they said, let's drive them out. When they attacked them, Israel rather pushed them back and took more territory. Yes. So that is the Six-Day War. Yeah, the Six-Day War. They have two big wars, the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. So they took the back. And so when you go to Israel now, you see the bullet holes at the places. And each, you said they were here. Then when they attacked them, then they rather put them back and extended the border. Then when they were having their Yom Kippur festival, they thought Israel would not be able to take them. And they attacked them during their festival when nobody is supposed to be working. And that's when Israel also came and took the Golan Heights, Syria, all those places, and expanded it. So each time they've attacked them, they've taken more. Yeah. Well, I said they had just a small corner. They were just a small corner in Jerusalem. The same accent with their own whatever. Never. It will never happen. That's the end of the island. But that's what happened to Israel. They were taken and scattered all over the world. 2,000 years have gone by. Then they came back 1948, 14th May. reformed a country that was never there again. For 2,000 years, it was run over by the Gentiles. 2,000 years from AD 70, when Titus the Great came in and slaughtered everybody in Jerusalem, broke the walls down. That's when Jesus said, "This everything you see will be destroyed. And this place will be run over for the Gentiles till the end." And so the Gentiles ruled over. The last people to rule was British. British High Commission. They British where they were people. And they move out and they say, okay, you people fight it to the new people that have come, that this is the language of this country. After 2,000 years, it's a wahoo. Yeah. So you see, and he was saying, many nations shall come and say. You see, so it's a double prophecy. It's a prophecy of Israel as a physical nation, but it's also a prophecy of the church because we are the spiritual you are in. Then they rewrote their alphabet and wrote the language and reassembled the language and brought people and taught the language, Israeli language again, and taught to the new people that have come that this is the language of this country. After 2,000 years, it's a wahoo. Yeah. So you see, and he was saying, many nations shall come and say, Jerusalem broke the walls down. That's when Jesus said, "This everything you see will be destroyed. And this place will be run over for the Gentiles till the end." And so the Gentiles ruled over. The last people to rule was British. British High Commission. They British where they were people. And they moved out. And they said, okay, you people fight it amongst yourselves. That's when Derek Prince was in Jerusalem. Yeah, so they left them. When they passed after some time, the sister Lavi came alone. Meanwhile, they have already run several furlongs. They were going, it's like, oh, c'est la vie there. No, but gradually. What up? That's why today you don't find certain banks, certain jobs, certain wealth is gone. But the church is there. It's getting bigger. People who despise me, when I will ever be possible, but the word of the Lord is light to our paths. It's showing us what we should invest in. So when you saw C'est la vie at the back there, people were saying, C'est la vie is going to win. And people said, C'est la vie cannot win. Because you see, even when they came to pass us in the grandstand, you see everybody together, like 40, 20, 30 horses, top speed. When they are going to be born through your ministry. And you can see all of you, different countries, we are all gathered here, representatives from all the different countries. And you see that it's beginning to happen, nation after nation after nation, island after island, island after island, gradually, 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 gradually. Many nations shall come and say to the Lord, let us go to Barbados. We are going for a camp meeting. Come, Shatala Babanda. He said, come and let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord. Everybody was buying tickets with aeroplanes. Because you cannot go on the sea on a ship. And he said, let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his path. For the Lord shall go forth of Zion, the word of the Lord from two plains. Because you cannot go on the sea on a ship. And he said, let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his path. For the Lord shall go forth of Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Huh? Yes, it's happened practically. Live. Nations. Salem. Huh? Yes, it's happened practically. Live. Nations. Nations shall come and say, Barbadian people, Bahamas, St. Lucians, Trinidadians, Jamaicans, they all said, come and let us go. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Come and let us go. Haitians, I mean, I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Nation-like people. A little one. You don't know, my friend. You don't know, my friend. You don't know, my friend. A little one. A little church. A little child, a little girl, a little boy. It will become 1,000 people. You know why sometimes the politicians even tolerate us who are pastors? Because they know that this one is 1,000 people. This man is 1,000 people as you are talking to him. A little one shall become 1,000. A little one shall become 1,000. Ta la ma sha ta ta. Do you believe the word of the Lord?
Yes.
I want you to go from this place saying, a little one has become 1,000. A small one
has become
a strong nation. You see, and that is why I said we are going to give the Lord just one island as a, like a kind of a thank you gift. Thank you gift. It's like, you know, when you travel, sometimes you may see your father or somebody love it. You know that he has everything. You don't know what to buy. So that's how God is like. You don't know what to give him. Say, Lord, we'll give you an island. Or just have a one island for. There's a thank you, guy. We just want to say thank you with one island. 60,000 people. A little one shall become 1,000. A small one shall become a strong nation. Keep watching. Those of you who are laughing as I'm prophesying these things, you will see it practically happening in your lifetime. You see. Yes. Sit down. Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. You see, most of the time we have been in the Old Testament, I don't know why. But these are wonderful verses. Amen. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Remember, we just said we were going to give God a thank you gift. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them. So God is about to take his pen in heaven and say, times, you see, when he said multiply, times 10, times 42, times 100, times 1,000, times 17, times 84, times 104, times 96. He says, I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. Look at it. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Anyone who thinks you are small, God's word to you is that you shall not be small. Number two, under supernatural growth, there's going to be the rise of nation-like people. Nation-like individuals. Wow. Hey, this is a wow. Nation-like churches and nation-like people. Goodness. I used to say, God, why is that everything? You know, one day I was having Tuesday service. The Tuesday service, we are so few that we arrange chairs round. And I sit here and all the members are in roundabout. Like you can play Ringa Ringa Roses or musical chairs. So I said, Lord, how can it be? You know, a church is supposed to be arranged this way. Yeah. My church members are so few. We have to arrange them round. They shall not be small.
Amen.
They shall not be few.
Amen.
I will multiply them.
Amen.
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 In your lifetime.
Amen.
You see. You see, the problem is going to be which space and then the island, like which island. Yeah. It's going to cause problems whenever we meet. It's going to be like real crisis, hotels, space. It's going to be like real crisis, hotels, spaces. You know, yeah, where is it going to be? Stadium? Yeah. They will know us, all the airports, they will know when they say, they'll say, shepherd, something, something. And you answer them, so yes, we shall not be few. You answer them, so we shall not be few. It's us. You thought we were joking, eh? We look like we are fooling. We are just laughing, shouting, playing games. It's like they are small boys and girls. Keep watching. Selavi is coming from the back.
Selavi. Selavi.
How many know that Satan had planned to put you in a mortuary a long time ago? Yeah. Totally. I hear you are standing here, and he's told you, I'll multiply you, and you shall not be few, and a small one will become 1,000. What else will you do with your life? You're going to serve the Lord. Yes. Sit down. Nation-like people. Verse 20. Verse 20. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. I'll punish them. Your enemies will be punished severely. Verse 21. Beautiful. And their nobles shall be of themselves. You see, you are going to... Hello, what's the problem? Their nobles shall be of themselves. What does it mean? It means that the important people, there are going to be nobles or important people that come out of our midst like that. Their nobles shall be of themselves. And their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. You not look far to see the prime minister or the president of your island. Right in the congregation, you will see either the prime minister or his assistant. Some years ago, I didn't know anybody who knew anybody. But now I know somebody who knows somebody. I can call some, many people who know somebody in no time at all. In 3 seconds, I can know somebody who knows somebody. Their nobles, their governors shall be come out of their midst. You will know important people all over. And people are going to say, well, we thought this church originated in Barbados or Jamaica. They'll always be confused. And we tell them, yeah, you don't know everything. You don't need to know everything. You are new. Yeah, you don't know NATO. Yeah. Beautiful. Look, some of you used to do bad things for, like your life was spent doing stupid things. So now that you found the Lord, and he has told you that you shall not be few, and that he'll multiply you, now your life has a real meaning. Yes, you're focused. Beautiful. Their nobles shall be of themselves. I see a noble coming to park himself in your church. And the governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near. And he shall approach unto me. For who is this that has engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? You see, your heart. Yeah, you don't know NATO. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Their nobles shall be of themselves. I see a noble coming to park himself in your church. And the governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near. And he shall approach unto me. For who is this? You don't know everything. You don't need to know everything. You are new. Yeah, you don't know NATO. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Their noble shall be of themselves. I see a noble coming to park himself in your church. And the governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will call God. Beautiful. Things are looking upward. How many can sense something? I can feel something, I tell you. Things are looking upward. Palona ribash. Shele bala balo bele bala balo. Unto me, saith the Lord. You see, your heart is being engaged now. God is locking in your heart to his work. See, we are not here preaching about marriage. Preacher, how to get wives, how to get husband, how to have a good career, how to get money. No, who is this who has engaged his heart to approach God? Your heart is being locked into God. NATO. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Their nobles shall be of themselves. I see a noble coming to park himself in your church. And the governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near. And he shall approach unto me. For who is this that has engaged?